Yo, what it do? It's your boy EP3 back with another episode of Real Talk. Just want to apologize for the hiatus. Life's been crazy. I know everybody can relate, but I'll keep you guys updated, and then we'll definitely get back into the show. But just want to clear up some things and go over a lot and go back with the show. So. Number one, I am in a relationship now, and let me just say this, it is the best relationship I have been in. Still no excuse for the hiatus, I'm not blaming that. I'm just saying that a lot of the content on the show now is going to be on a different perspective. As you guys can tell, I was on, fuck bitches wave, or, you know, women ain't shit wave, or just people ain't shit wave in general. But, having been through that, having lived through that, now that I have found somebody that is the total opposite of what I was used to, it's going to get, to a different perspective, but I can still definitely relate to the topic of, people ain't shit. So I think that's going to be the best thing about this show, and why it's going to get number one better, because I can definitely relate to all sides of the playing field. If you're in a good relationship, I can relate to that. If you have been through hell, I can definitely relate to that. So I think it's going to be really, really, really important to cover all aspects of, not only dating, but relationships. And, we'll still get into like the hookup stuff, and we'll still get into what's going on in today's culture and shit like that. So, just wanted to update everybody. We're going to have her on the show. We smoke on the show right now, so I'm about to light up. But, we'll probably get on the show at some point. But, it's been really great. Just a quick story. So we met, again, off of Tinder. Couple things about her. She is a school teacher, which I really like. Because if you guys don't know, I went to school for education. She's 28 years old. Just a really nice chick. Down to earth. She smokes as well, so she's super chill. Definitely family oriented. My family loves her. My mom was sick in a hospital for a little bit. Her support was unwavering. Just a really nice girl. We'll get into, she's not perfect, right? Nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. So we'll get into relationship problems and like arguments and shit like that. But for the most part, like I said, it's the best relationship that I have been in. We've been dating for about 4 months now, so I'll definitely keep you guys updated on everything and how it goes. Number one, we're going to get into, we'll definitely talk about relationships during the show, but we're going to get into sports and music. So that's what I think this show is really going to be geared toward, those three things: relationships, sports, music. And I have been going to the gym, so we're going to add fitness to this show. For those who don't know, who follow me on Instagram at EP3Z, I've been going to the gym every day. Well, not every day. I go about 5 times out the week. I go about like 5 times out the week, Monday through Friday. Usually stay for about like 45 minutes. I'll be posting some of my workout routines on my TikTok and on my Instagram. It's been great, not only for like mental health reasons, but obviously you like the way you look. Just seeing your body change from hard work. I'm a type of person that likes instant gratification. So the fact that, you know, you put work in, and, you know, honestly, guys, it doesn't take a long time to start seeing results. So, I've, in 4 months, I've gone from 159, which was my lowest weight ever, you know, not playing sports, not, you know, kind of just going to work and shit like that, and, you know, smoking and shit like that. I was at one, and being stressed out on my job. If you work a sales job or any job over 40 hours a week, you know, it's going to be hard to eat. It's going to be hard to do a lot of different stuff. So just a combination of a lot of unhealthy stuff. I was at 159 and now I'm at 175. So just eating better, eating more, taking care of myself, going to the gym. We'll definitely talk about that on the show as well. So getting for it. Getting to it, just talking about a couple quick things. We're going to talk about music and basketball. Number one, my homie, Payroll Santana. We'll have him on the show again. He's been on here. I went to his, he had a concert a couple days ago down in Tempe at the Aurora, Club Aurora. Aurora, I hope I'm saying that right. This shit was lit. Definitely a good time. Make sure you go check him out, Payroll Santana. Definitely a really good dude, you know, is on his grind constantly, and it's really nice just to see, you know, people going after their dreams. I'm a big advocate for that. You know, going more broad, everybody's waiting on this Donda from Kanye. Kanye, drop the fucking album, cuz. You know, you're in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, living there, you know what I mean? Drop the fucking album. I feel like Kanye is the only nigga that says, hey, my album dropping on the 6th, and starts working on it the beginning on the 6th. Like, this nigga is something else. More new music. That Young Nudie just dropped the album. That shit fire. That shit fire. Go ahead and everybody check out Young Nudie's new album. Also, Paper Route Empire just dropped a collab album. Go check that out. That's definitely something nasty. A lot of hard beats on there too. Now let's get into the free agency. You know, everybody know I'm a LeBron fan. The Lakers went the fuck off, nigga. You know, it's always part of the show where I'm spazzing. This is the spazzing part. The Lakers went the fuck off, nigga. When they got Westbrook, it was a problem. I knew, nigga, it was on go. See, the thing with Westbrook is he can take and win a game over by himself. No need for anybody else. You can't say that with everybody. You know? You can't say that with everybody. The only person, you know, who's shown it just this year, and Russ has been doing it for 4 years when he averaged a triple-double. Steph showed the ability to carry and win some games for his team. You know, Luka is another player that can just take over and win a game for his team. You know, it might be a couple other players, too, that I'm missing. But Russ is one of those players. Nigga, you tripping if you don't think so. Russ is definitely one of those players. If I'm a coach and LeBron and AD having an off night, I'm sending Russ. Everybody, take it down. I'm sending Russ in. And he can win you a game with the fucking second string. So, that pickup was fucking amazing. And they weren't done. Okay? So, then they also go out and get Trevor Ariza. A nice 3-and-D player. Then, they get Kent Bazemore. Another shooter. Then they went and go ahead and got Kendrick Nunn. For those who don't know, when the Lakers were playing Miami, not in this past finals, but the finals after that, which they won, Kendrick Nunn was balling. Dragic was hurt. He was a starting point guard in the finals. Balling. Young cat. I think it's like second year in the league. Great pickup. And then, Nick, let me go ahead and smoke this. and then getting Melo, nigga? I always said, when the fuck the Lakers were going to let Jared Dudley go and pick up fucking Melo? I've been saying that. LeBron and Melo, if you don't know, have been friends since high school. LeBron is going to bring the best out of Melo. The absolute best. I understand, you know, this is not the youngest team, and health does play into effect. But that's why you got Russ. That's why you got young talent. I'm telling you right now, the Lakers will win the championship. Mark it on your calendar, bitch. And a lot of people are going to be like, well, it's a super team. LeBron, well, sometimes, nigga, that's what you got to do. Fuck out of here. Y'all niggas sound like some bitches. All the excuses that I be hearing. Nigga, if you at your job right now, and them niggas say, hey, we can get better help around here, are you going to be like, nah? Stop it. So we'll definitely go into some more rants and things like that. This is kind of just an intro welcome back show. What I'm going to aim for is every Wednesday for sure. Definitely might upload more, but definitely every Wednesday you'll get a new episode from me. This your boy, EP3Z. Thank you, everybody, for rocking with me. We definitely not going to stop. I'll still be dropping, you know, music here and there. But the podcast right now is going to be my main goal. You know, the podcast and fitness and working out, that's going to be my main goal right now. So I appreciate the love. And, you know, everybody continue rocking with me. Let's go.